Okay, so picking up where we left off, we were talking about the question Rav Hamnuna asked, which is, we know that with vertical omed and parets, where there's walls and then a vertical space and then another wall, that that we say the concept of omed and mubal parets. And Rav Hamnuna asked if that worked horizontally as well. We tried to bring a proof from our Mishnah that if it worked horizontally, we could make the 10 tefachim mechitzo by using less string and just by using our spaces better and doing two spaces of three tefachim and one of four. And we said that that didn't work because we didn't have any place to put the to put the one that's four. It couldn't be either in the bottom, the top, or the middle. So we say as follows. So rather, Rav Hamnuna was asking the following case: Kigon the icy machatzelas, the have a zayin umashahu. So you have a mat that is a little over zayin tvachim, a little over seven tvachim, and toward the bottom you leave a little strip, but then chakak ba gimel, you cut out an actual three tvachim piece, so that it pretty much going from the bottom, except at the far edges, which is holding it together, you have an opening of an actual full three tvachim. The shavak ba dalid umashu, and you leave above a little bit more than dalid. So you have this basically mat that is holding together on the sides. It's and the bottom and top. It's holding together an opening of three tefachim, and then above it a four and a little bit of tefachim. And then va'okmi v'pachos migimo, you hang it a little bit less than three tefachim off the ground. So now the idea here is as follows: that the bottom part is considered closed because it's lavud, because this mat you have, you hung it within three tefachim of the ground. Then there's a three tefachim opening, and then above it is a four and change tefachim. So now this is better than the prior cases, because since the omed part is actual four tefachim and the parts part is only three tefachim, so then the only time we say asavir da hagisa mavatale is if both side, if neither side surrounding it is larger than the in other words, if both sides, the parts, is more than the omed. But here the omed is four tefachim and the parts beneath it is only three, so we don't say asavir da hagisa mavatale. And it's hung less than three tefachim from the ground, so we don't have a problem of gedim bokimbo that the animals can go underneath. So the question is, at this point, we now have a really basically lavud of three. We have lavud of three. We have amud of four. So it's basically seven tefachim, which is greater than three. So you have an opening of three tefachim. So if we say omen ruval aparetz works even horizontally, so then it will cover that case. Okay. So, Ravashi Amar Mechitza, so that's one case that explained what Rav Hamnuna was asking. Ravashi Amar Rashi says, it was asking a much more basic question. It wasn't getting into this complicated question of omed and whether it works horizontally, but rather mechitza tluya ba'ilei. He was asking him about a mechitza tluya. We encountered this idea before. So if someone has kedibay minei rav tabla merav, like rav tabla asked rav, mechitza tluya mahu shetater b'churva, that if you have a hanging mechitza, what's the halacha to be matered in a churva? Now, as we discussed previously in Erevin, when we had this, it's not literally a churva. I think it was on Daf Yud Beis that Rashi explained that where do you have mechitzas tluyos, where you have just partitions or walls hanging in the air and beneath it is open space, it's typically in a churva, but it doesn't have to be that case. And so the question just was, Rav Hamnuna was trying to ask, is do we say that that the walls of the mechitza can go down to the ground using the halachas of mechitza? So Amar Lei, He said to him, "Ein mechitza tuli materes el b'mayim." That we can rely on it, but only when it's a matter of getting water. Because kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. Because when it comes to getting water, chachamim were mekel, and we had this concept. We applied this same concept by where the wall of the mavoi opened to the sea, and we said that you could rely, to take the water while you're in the mavoi with only a small tikkun. But in any event, the prototypical case that we're referring to here is if someone has a house, and outside of their house there's like some kind of a porch or something, and they put a hole in that porch. If there are mechitzas that go up either from the porch or down from the porch, so you have a mechitza there, and the question is, can the mechitza go down, using good achis to go down? And therefore enable you through a hole in that porch to draw water from down on the ground up to this porch and then into your Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's the case. And we say by Mayim they were Mekel, and otherwise, Chazal did not allow a Mechitza Tluya. Okay, continues. The Mishnah said, that the case that where you're Makif Bekanim, where you have, these vertical things and you have less than three Tvachim, or conversely, or even the first case in the Mishnah where you had these ropes and you're relying on Lavud. But in each case, we're talking about something where you have only vertical lines or horizontal lines. Horizontal in the case of the rope, vertical in the case of the kanim. So now that is considered a somewhat less than great mechitza because it's not shasi v'ariv, it's not both vertical and horizontal. So the Mishnah seemed to say, it quoted Rabbi Yehuda b'shiara in b'yachid lo, that this halacha that you could rely on these kinds of mechitzas that are only shasi or arv but not both is only by a caravan, meaning at least three people, but by a single person it would not work. So ask the Gemara v'atanya, but we learn Rabbi Yehuda omer. So you're quoting Rabbi Yehuda as saying that you can only rely on these ropes or the vertical kanim if it's for a group, but not if it's for one or two people. But Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol mechitza Shabbos lohitir liyachid yosur mibeis sasayim." That mechitzas for Shabbos, that's referring to these kinds of mechitzas, ones that you just put up because you're temporarily somewhere and you want to put up these ropes or these kanim. So it says that it's not allowed for a yachid more than beis sasayim. But this implies that an area up to beis sasayim, which we discussed yesterday, was learned from the Mishkan, was 5,000 square amos. So it's saying up to 5,000 square amos, the Yachid could use these kinds of mechitzas. So which is it? So the Gemara says, we're going to use the same answer, Kedamar Rav Nachman, V'itimar Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, that we're going to see in a minute, that Rav Nachman, and some say it was Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, answered, L'nitzorcha elitin lehen kol tzarchan. So what we're talking about is, we're saying, no, when Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says it works for Shiar, but not for Yachid, is talking about giving them whatever they want, meaning more than Beis Asayim. So the members of Rabbi Yehuda are consistent. The one that he says we don't allow a yachid to have more than a beis asayim is also what Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is saying that we do allow for beis asayim that we're going to allow. That's implied. It's not expressed in the Mishnah. And the part that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's true for shiara but not for yachid is talking about greater than beis asayim, because there Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, says up to beis asayim anyone could use, even a yachid could use a mechitza that's just horizontal or vertical but not both. But once you get over beis asayim, so then a yachid would need shasi v'arev, would need both vertical and horizontal, but a shiara, a group of three, would have a kula for the group that they can rely even greater than beis asayim on the mechitza that's either just vertical or just horizontal. So hachinami, so we'll say here also, litanhan kol tzarchan, so that's the same idea, that when Rabbi Yehuda says it's only for shiara, it was talking about greater than beis asayim, two saw area, 5,000 square amos. Hecha itmar de Rav Nachman yitim Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, where did we see that Rav Nachman gave such an answer? So, so we're going to say, aha, that's not. So we're going to say something, a different question that the Gemara asked, that there seemed to be an inconsistency. And that's where they gave this answer that we're talking about Lita and Kol Tzarchan. But also, as we go through this case, we're going to understand all of the opinions in our Mishnah. So what happened? Aha, that's not. This that we learned in the Mishnah. Kol mechitza she'ena shosasi v'arev ena mechitza. Divrei Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda. So in our Mishnah, we said that any mechitza, according to Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda, seemed to be saying, any mechitza that's not both vertical and horizontal is just not a valid mechitza at all. And so the Gemara asked, "Mi Amar Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda Hachi? Is that true that he said that?" But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, "Echad Yachid Yachid Shiara L'Chavalim," that whether it's a yachid or it's a caravan, a group of three or more, they could use these ropes, the ones we talked about in the Mishnah. Uma ben yachid l'shiara. So then, what's if both a yachid and a shiara and a caravan could use it? Then what's the difference between them? Yachid nosen lo beis asayin. That a yachid, we only give him two sa, meaning 5,000 square amos. Shnayim, if you have two people, nosen lahem beis asayim, they also still only get 5,000 square amos. But once you reach the status of a shiara, which is gimel, you have three people, then nasa shiara, it becomes a shiara, it becomes a caravan, and nosen lahem beis sheish. They get six sa, the area of six sa, which is going to be 15,000 square amos. Devir Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. And that, these are words of Rosi Rebbe Yehuda, and the Brisa continues. The Chacham say Echad Yachad Echad Shiara Noslen Kol Tzarchan, that you give, whether it's one person, two people, three people, more people, doesn't matter. You give them whatever they need. Ubavashli Hey Beis Asayim Panay. They could even have a little bit more than they need, but they can't have more than the two sa area extra. But in any event, we have a stira, because in our mission, it seems that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you cannot have any mechitza that's not both vertical and horizontal. And yet with ropes, he says, which is of horizontal only, he says you're allowed to have it. And for one and two people, it's two sa, and for three and more, it's six sa. But it's clear that he sees this as a valid mechitza. So what's the answer? So it was in response to that stira that they said, Amar Rav Nachman, Bitem Rabbi Barbaya, Rav Nachman, and sometimes Rabbi Barbaya said, Lo nitzach elit in lehen kol tzarchon. When Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, you cannot have any mechitza that's not both vertical and horizontal, he was saying that's in order to give them whatever they want. But he would agree that by a mechitza that's only shasi or only arev, that we would even a yachid or two people get beza, and three people or more get siksa. And when he said that you cannot have any mechitza that doesn't have both vertical and horizontal, that was talking about if let's say they needed 10 saw. So we say, sorry, a group gets three, one or two get, I'm sorry, group gets six, one or two gets two, you cannot get 10. So when he said it's not a mechitza, if it's not both vertical and horizontal, it was talking about greater than six. So therefore, our Mishnah, we still have to address, the Chachamim seem to be there twice, that we'll address tomorrow's Daf Emir Tzashem. But for right now, what we're left with is Rav Yehuda's of the opinion that we give people up to, we give a yachid up to two saw. Greater than two, so a yachid cannot have, he has to have both vertical and horizontal, but a shiara, meaning three people or more, they can have whatever they want. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda says, I agree with you, a yachid or two people get up to two, so that I agree with you. When it's more people than that, they can have more than two, so, but they can only have up to six sa. They cannot have more than six sa without getting both vertical and horizontal. So the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's no limit for a shiara, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is saying there is a limit. It's a limit of six. And the Chachamim are the ones who say it doesn't matter whether it's a single person or two people or three people. They can have as much as they need, and they actually can have two sa more than they need. Okay. Have a wonderful day.